George Drake Jr. here for WTTS, and I'm here with Cymbals Eat Guitars. You guys just played on stage here at Pitchfork in Chicago.
Yes.
And were you guys amazed by the crowd that was there at 1 o'clock?
We had no idea. We could never prepare for that. Yeah,
it was an unbelievable crowd.
Especially the first band, the opening band.
So Cymbals Eat Guitars is a four-piece that began in high school with two of the members.
Yes, me and him.
You guys are in a unique position. You have a lot of great press and reviews and obviously great reception from the crowds, and yet you're still unsigned. So what benefits does this bring to you as a band?
Well, you know,
a little bit of badassness.
it's really like just a matter of trying to keep as much of the money right now initially as we can, because we need to try and, like, you know, we're putting so much money into it. It costs a lot to, like, you know, go to London like we did and do that sort of thing and fund things. So
we're doing everything out of pocket.
Trying to get out to as many people as possible with what little we have.
We're working with, you know, a booking agent and a PR firm like we would if we were on a label, but it's just sort of removing a middleman at the moment until something advantageous presents itself.
Right. So basically everything is funded by, like, entirely by CD sales or t-shirt sales.
Record sales, I mean, you know, CD Baby, like, we set that up however many months ago, and it's just, that's like basically our bread and butter. So,
do you think it would be easier to do it by yourselves than with a label?
I think there are pros and cons. There are pros and cons.
We'd like a tour budget and, like, all these things, like, but we don't...
It's not how we roll. We like to DIY.
But I will say that we would like to work with a label for Europe and the world, which we're trying to do right now. That was the purpose of the London gigs, were to sort of attract attention, hopefully. So we'll see.
So a word that's commonly used to describe your music is epic. I've read that in a bunch of different places. Would you guys use that word, that adjective, to describe your own music?
I would say that's what we're aiming for, at least. Yeah,
definitely. Trying to. Yeah.
We'd love to be epic.
92.3 WTTS here with Joe, Brian, Matt, and Neil from Cymbals Eat Guitars. What's it like having a debut album that's doing so well without any external support right off the bat?
Well, we definitely had external support. These guys, I mean, the guys at Pitchfork have been so kind to us and their, you know, their reviews and the coverage of our, you know, different little tours and shows that we've been doing in and around New York, and we've had help. Like, all the blogosphere in general has been very kind to us, and we're very grateful for that. You know, that elevated us from no one listening to a lot of people apparently listening, because there were the heads nodding in the audience. It's like, it's
people
amazing.
Singing along. It's
yeah,
fantastic.
People knew them.
Yeah, how I don't even know all the lyrics.
How do we feel about that?
Yeah, how do you guys feel about it?
That is magical.
It's the best thing.
Just
ever.
Seeing people saying the exact same.
To write a song and then people to be singing along and caring about, like, what. In fact, when we were in London, we had this Scottish guy that was up front. He came from Scotland to the windmill in Brixton. He said it was an 8-hour train ride. And he was just, like, screaming in the quiet parts, and, like, some of the songs, he was louder than
louder
me.
Than,
it was so good.
Us.
And, like, after the show, he was just, like, he was so up and close and personal. He's just like, you've been my de facto band for over a year. Just, like, he was so classic, so drunk. And we gave him a CD, and we signed it, and he lost it.
He lost it.
It was so wasted.
Was it that night?
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
He lost it. No, it wasn't even that night. It was like an hour later. It was just like, he comes out. I'm like, dude, you don't have that CD in one of your cargo pockets, do you? He's like,
what CD?
We'll have to mail him.
He just added us on MySpace, though. We love him. I think his name's John. John.
Well, for 92.3 WTTS, I'm George Drake Jr. hanging out with Cymbals Eat Guitars backstage at Pitchfork in Chicago. Thanks, guys, for hanging out and doing this.
Thank you.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.